one thing I have heard is from Psalm 62, in case you're looking for the words. Let's pray. Father, I come before you this morning and I ask for the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ over every mind here today, that you will anoint our ears to hear what you have to say, Holy Spirit. I ask you, Lord, that the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus will purge all our conscience from all condemnation, from all guilt, from all shame. And Lord, that your healing, your word will bring healing and deliverance. And Lord, that we will hear what you have to say to us. I ask that you bless each one here this morning, and that your word, Lord, will go forward and break the power of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Amen. The title of my message this morning is called Healing in the Word. What are you hearing when you're reading the Word? Now, Jesus often said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And what Jesus was saying was really a fundamental principle, that when two people can be sitting next to each other and one hear something, what's being said, and experience an enormous revelation, and the person next to them experiences nothing. So that means that we can hear physically, but we cannot understand spiritual messages that what is being shared. So in order for us to enter the realm of life in the spirit, we need to have our spiritual ears open. So in the book of Revelation, in the messages to the seven churches, the final words are, "He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." If you go through every one of the churches, the last words that Jesus is telling the church. So he's very concerned about what we hear and how we hear and what we do with what we hear. So, just to give you an example, in the Bible, in John chapter 12, verses 28, you don't have to turn there. When Jesus told the Father, "Father, glorify your name." And the Father responded, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." Some said, "An angel spoke to him." Do you remember what the others said? "It only thundered." So if there's God speaking, the people are listening, some heard an angel speaking, and the other ones was just a thunder. So there's something to do with our spiritual ears, which is very important. And Jesus said, what we have there, it says, "The words that I speak to you, their spirit and their life." But we can respond to that and be dramatically changed. And some of us can just yawn. Okay, so the words are spirit and life. Big deal. So there's something about our ears. Something has to happen to our spiritual ears. Because over time, we learn how to shut down things. You know, we live next to the airport. There's lots of planes landing. After a while, we don't really know if any planes are coming or going. Somehow, we just tune it out. And that's what can happen over time in the Word of God. That's why my title of my message is Hearing in the Word. What are you hearing? Not just what are you reading or what are you saying, but what are you hearing from the Spirit when you're reading the Word? Now let's look at an interesting scripture, because the Old Testament is really revelation concealed, and in the New Testament it's revealed. So let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 15. To see in that passage that I'm going to read, whether our ears are capable of hearing spiritual truth, or do we only hear thunder. Verse 12. If your brother, a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, I'm reading from the English Standard Version, is sold to you, he shall serve you 6 years, and in the seventh year you shall let him go free from you. And when you let him go free from you, you shall not let him go empty-handed. You shall furnish him liberally out of your flock, out of your threshing floor, and out of your winepress, as the Lord your God has blessed you. You shall give to him. You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you. Therefore, I command you this day. Now, verse 16, this is where the message is this morning. But if he says to you, I will not go out from you, because he loves you and your household, since he is well off with you, then you shall take an awl, a nail, and put it through his ear into the door. Put his ear against the doorpost, and with a nail and hammer, nail it through the door. That's the literal imagery of what's being done. And he shall be your slave forever. And to your female slave you shall do the same. It shall not seem hard to you when you let him go free from you, for at half the cost of the hired worker, he has served you 6 years. So the Lord your God will bless you in all that you do. Very interesting passage. You can read that and say, that's nice, thunder. But the Holy Spirit has something to say about this man. And what is the prophetic meaning and interpretation of a man or a woman getting their ear nailed to the door? Try to picture this. Here's the master taking the servant by the ear, taking him to the doorpost, taking a nail, and nailing the ear of the servant to the door. What is the prophetic in this? Because the master, basically, even though in those days God's protection was upon the slave, even though there was slavery at the time that was being practiced, God had some rules about how to treat those slaves. And he basically wanted to make arrangements so that when this slave has served 6 years, on the seventh year, it's a year of release. And he even God gives instructions. He says, you're gonna give him and give him the best so he can go. And now what's interesting in this story, we find this servant is now interested in what he's going to get. Because he could have said, thank you very much, good to see you, boss. I got my pension, I got everything that I worked for, I'm off. He doesn't do that. He says, no, I like it here. And God says, the fact that this person is committed, and what the Holy Spirit is saying, we do the same. When we come to Christ, we commit. In essence, we bring our ear to the doorpost. That's what the Holy Spirit is saying. We bring our ear to the doorpost and say, Jesus, I'm yours forever. Because that's what it says here. He's committed and he loves his master. And the same thing Jesus did when he went to the cross. He went to the cross and was nailed to the cross. So what the Holy Spirit is saying, unless this ear comes to the doorpost and is nailed, you will not understand. You will not hear the spiritual. You will hear thunder. What the Holy Spirit is trying to say to us this morning is, that ear has to come to the doorpost. And you know what else was at the doorpost? Remember in the Old Testament? The blood of the Lamb. So the only blood that was on the doorpost was the blood of the Lamb and the blood that came out of the ear of the servant. Just try to picture this. Just today we watch all these TV shows with all that gory stuff. Yes, it was really nailed to the doorpost. It wasn't make-believe. It wasn't putting an earring. So, the picture that we have that the Holy Spirit presents to us through this passage from the Old Testament, and now it's revealed in the New Testament, in a prophetic way, in a sense to encourage us, in a sense to say to us, you have committed to Christ. And unless your commitment is 100%, you will not understand spiritual things. You know, it's interesting because coming to the church doesn't mean that you are able to hear what the Spirit is saying. This raises the question, not just, I'm not saying that to you, I'm saying that to myself. Even when I read the Word, do I hear what the Word is saying to me? Because over time, like I mentioned, I can miss what God is saying. There are a lot of scripture, a lot of passages of scripture that Pastor John, over time, like chapters that he asked us to read. And some of us maybe diligently did as homework. There's nothing wrong with that. But what he wanted us to do is to hear what is the Spirit saying in this passage. And not necessarily what is the Spirit saying to Pastor John. What is it saying to me? What am I getting? Are my ears, spiritual ears, open? You know, when that hole was drilled, it opened up another channel for hearing. And the surprise is that a lot of Christians don't take the time to dig, to understand what is God saying to me when I'm reading this. Is it speaking to me? Or am I just reading it because I did my homework? Because I, yes, God, I read it. And we can go through life with very little spiritual impact in our lives. We can understand the parables, we can understand what is being said, but our spiritual ears have become dull because we never really brought it to the doorpost. We never really 100% committed this ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to me. And that's the difficulty we're having. And like I mentioned when I started, some of us can hear what I'm saying, some of us may hear something different. And you see, Jesus emphasized that. He says, you have ears you cannot hear. And even to the Pharisees in his time, he mentioned that a lot. He says, you only hear what you want to hear. Just like Simon and Garfunkel talk about in this song. And you disregard the rest. So we need to have the capacity to hear in the Spirit. And unless this ear is not at the doorpost, not nailed, then you have to go through suffering, through things that happen in your life. You will never really get that spiritual revelation of what God wants to say. You will always come short. Yes, you will be attending church, you will be doing all kinds of things, but if you don't commit, like this servant, I mean, this servant has an option. That when you wait, you say, why would I want my ear nailed? And this guy's going to give me this beautiful pension, beautiful retirement. I don't have to do anything. And I deserve it. I mean, God says he has to do it. He could have said, who needs his ear nailed to a doorpost? But he says, no, I'm committed. I'm in this, the whole thing. Through pain and suffering, I'm going to endure it because it's worth it. So, you know, none of us here can hear the voice of God to the capacity that we should. I'm not saying that we don't. We do, but not to what God wants us to. That's why Pastor John was sharing this scripture. And a lot of other chapters that we study. He's basically encouraging us to diligently apply ourselves. Not just to do it because he said it. Because God is saying, unless you do this, there's no forward revelation. You will understand all the different things in the Bible, but you never really try to dig into the Word, trying to find out, God, what are you saying? I'm right now I'm studying some things about the kingdom of God. I'm trying to learn, what does it mean? What is the kingdom of God? I took it upon myself to study this and understand what Jesus says about the kingdom of God. Anyway, that's off the topic. There's an interesting story. There was a couple that was somewhere in the United States, and they had a mirror. And the mirror, the frame broke. So they brought the mirror to be repaired. It was an antique mirror. And the guy basically took out the mirror to repair it. And behind the mirror, he found a very famous painting. And when he took out the painting, it was worth millions of dollars. So what does that tell you? Sometimes we look in the mirror. You can only see an eighth of an inch deep in the Word of God. But behind the mirror is a precious treasure that was hidden all the time. And sometimes God challenges us and says, sometimes you read my Word like you see yourself in the mirror. Do you ever bother to look what's behind the mirror? And the only reason it came to light is because it shattered. It came apart. And God says, do you mean you want to get to that point where I can shatter your life so you can get into my Word? Do you want to get to that point? It's very challenging, very scary. God is saying, you read my Word like it's, I saw myself in the mirror. Boy, I look good. Bye. God says, don't do that. Try to find out when you're reading. What is the Spirit saying to you? And if he is not, then you say, there's something missing here. Has my ear come to that doorpost? Am I really in this 100%? Or am I just filling time or looking good? So this couple, all they knew is a mirror. It broke. Oh, surprise! There's millions of dollars behind the mirror. It's very scary to let your life fall apart so that you can discover. Sometimes people end up in, like you hear some people that end up in a hospital for 6 months and they can't get out of bed. And then they spend time in the Word. All of a sudden they start reading the Word, they start listening to messages. It's things they couldn't have done before they had a heart attack or whatever. And you say, oh, that's strange. Then the guy says, yeah. I needed to, we were in Atlanta one time, and one preacher, God told him You'll stay in bed for 6 months because I want you to write down my like letters, your life story, your testimony. And the only way I could get you to do that, because you kept going here and there and everywhere, he says, I have to put you down on a horizontal so you can really start driving what I wanted you to do. So sometimes drastic things happen, but it leads us to a place where God says, I want you to bring that ear to the door. So, what do we hear in the Word when we read it? The Holy Spirit wants to remind us, don't just look in the mirror. There's treasure in what you're reading in the Word. The problem is, if you don't spend the time to, and you don't commit, you won't get it. You know, the Apostle Paul, in a very common paragraph, passage of Scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we know this passage, where it says in verse 7, if you want to turn the hands up, it's okay. And in the New King James, it says, we speak the secret of God's wisdom. And in ESV, it says, we impart the secret and hidden wisdom of God. It is spoken in a mystery. So what does it say? It says, because you hear it audibly with your outer ear, it doesn't mean that you're going to grasp and understand what is actually being said. We read that scripture many times. And many, some of us heard thunder when this was being read. And that which God decreed before the ages for our glory. It says, none of the rulers of this age understood this. So this is speaking of the Jewish religious authority of this day. They could quote the law. They studied it well. They had all the degrees so that they can be in that position. But none of them knew what Jesus was saying when he was speaking to them. They missed it because they were listening to something else. They were not committed to say, God, I receive what you're doing. For if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. That's the second half of verse 8. Now, the Holy Spirit is also saying to us, we all have a capacity to hear, but we could also have a, we have a potential. All the giftings that God has given us is an expression of who He is through us. Whatever gift you have, God is expressing Himself through that gift, through you. And He wants us to lay hold of this. Because, and that revelation about what is being said, about our ears being committed to the door, He says, unless you bring this ear to the doorpost and commit, the potential that God has put in you, whether it's music, whether it's science, whatever it is, God says, I want to double it. I want to increase it in your life. But because you have not made that commitment, it's basically lies dormant. So sometimes we think, well, I experienced salvation, I was baptized, I did all of this, the right things. But God is saying there's more. I have given each one of you a gift of whatever it is, whatever your God profession you're doing, you're practicing. And God says, I want to double this. Just pray to the Holy Spirit and say, God, I want you to double the potential that you've given me. Amen. I want you to increase this capacity. And God is saying, but bring this first to the door, because you can't get it just by, I don't know, adding another degree to your name or whatever, your credentials or a pedigree. You cannot get it. He's saying, unless I want to maximize, you cannot maximize what God has planned for you. It's incredible. But God's infinite capacity that He's given us. The problem is, we stagnate. We stall. Because we don't want that 100% commitment. That sacrifice. It takes sacrifice. It takes pain. It takes blood to come out of that ear. To bring that ear to the doorpost. Everyone here, that includes me, we have so many untapped resources in us that God has deposited and is waiting to express Himself through us. Just think about it. If a person plays a beautiful piece of music or an instrument, it's God expressing Himself through that musical instrument, through that person. Or whatever other gift, whether it's science or... So, how am I going to do that? It's not... And that basically, the Apostle Paul talks about in verse 9 of this First Corinthians 2. He says, but as it is written, what no eye has seen, no ear heard, no heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love me, love Him. So that in verse 9, the Apostle Paul tells us. So, to open the voice of potential to hear the voice of God speaking, we must come with a commitment. We must come with a I'm in all the way with this. I cannot have a plan B. So, the question to each one of us this morning, and to me as well, the Holy Spirit is saying, if I'm saying to God, I want to be a servant forever in the house of God, just like this servant did when he came to his master. He said, I don't want to leave. I'm staying. I'm willing to shed my blood to achieve that fellowship with Him. I want an opening of revelation, the potential that my mind will be open to what God wants to do in my life. I don't want to miss it. Whatever it takes, God, take this ear, nail it to the doorpost, and bring me to a new level of fellowship, a new level of understanding the Word, and get a depth of Scripture that I've never had before. So this morning, are you willing to say, here's my ear, get the hammer, nail me, give me a new opening of revelation. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, we thank You for teaching us this morning and reminding us about the price that was paid for our salvation, the precious blood of Jesus as He was nailed to the cross and poured out His blood for us. He made the commitment. He committed. And we want this morning, Lord, for You to take our ears, and we present ourselves asking you for more revelation, asking you to double the capacity of the gifts that you deposited in us. Holy Spirit, help us, Lord, to make that commitment and to follow through and to bring our ear to the doorpost. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.